And from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. The federal omnibus spending bill provides more than $16 million in funding for Juneau-based projects. The city is getting $2.5 million to design and build a commercial-scale composting facility. City Manager Rory Watt says that will help extend the life of the landfill, which has about 20 years left at its current usage level.
It's in our interest that it not fill up any faster than necessary. Once the landfill is full, people will have to pay more money in all likelihood to ship their garbage south.
The city will also get $7 million towards building a second bridge between Juneau and Douglas. Well, Watt says its second bridge could speed up police and firefighter responses to incidents on Douglas and improve Juneau residents' access to the Eagle Crest ski area. The University of South Alaska Southeast will receive $750,000 to create a commercial driver's license training program. The bill also puts $2.5 million towards a new building for nonprofits that serve families and children, including a child care center. Mental health service provider JAMI will get $870,000 to renovate and expand its youth services center. And each year, Dr. Lindy Jones and his wife Colleen say they'll stop making little cradles in the shape of boats for newborns in Juneau. But each year, they keep making them. It's a tradition that took root back when Lindy delivered babies at Bartlett Regional Hospital, where he said he formed deep connections with the parents. The couple, who've been woodworking together since college, makes one of the little rocking boats for the first baby born in Juneau each year. They also make them for nurses and friends when they have children, about four or five boats a year. Lindy is an emergency room doctor now, but when he was working in the delivery room 20 years ago, he found he wanted a way to acknowledge the connections he formed with parents who were experiencing infertility and challenging pregnancies.
You know, there are certain families that I had a connection to and kind of being with them through the process, and it was a way just to acknowledge that for myself and for them, I think.
The couple builds adult-sized boats, too, like the 30-foot fishing boat they started last January.
2x6, or 2x, would be blue?
Standing in the Joneses' wood shop and guest house, which they also built themselves, Colleen Jones points towards the hull, recently coated in resin.
And it usually has a table saw.
All my tools are
here. This is usually the woodworking room, and it has been transformed into a boat and all the...
Colleen says she spends about 4 hours a day in the wood shop, working on their bigger projects and on the gifts the couple gives out around the holidays.
I mean, it's one way that you can just share something at the start of the year, I think, for somebody special and, you know, new life, whatever.
They used yellow cedar for this year's baby boat, grown and cut in Hoonah. Lindy has been working with Wes Tyler, the owner of Icy Straits Lumber, for years.
But he actually, this year, donated all the yellow cedar for the boats.
The baby boats are labor-intensive. At one point, the couple stopped building them for about a decade. But Lindy says it's not wasted time for him.
Shop time doesn't count against life, you know.
Lindy said he feels deeply committed to Bartlett as a place of work, and that drives him to keep making and gifting these boats.
It's given me an opportunity for the most challenging, fulfilling career I could ever imagine.
This year's boat went to Ethan Weed, Juno's first baby of 2023, born on January 3rd. Lindy says he never plans to sell anything he makes, and he plans to have their new fishing boat ready for the outer coast by king salmon season. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. And staff are in short supply at the Sitka Police Department, and few have applied for a number of vacant positions. Right now, there are close to a dozen vacancies. According to a report presented to the Sitka Assembly in late December, the department is recruiting openly for a handful of jailers, patrol officers, and dispatcher positions. And the animal control officer job has been open since mid-July with no applicants. Police Chief Robert Beatty says they started experiencing a new wave of turnover about 11 months ago. He says the job vacancy issue isn't unique to Sitka.
It's for pretty much all jobs within Sitka, as well as nationally and even internationally. I just recently attended a International Association Chiefs Police Conference, and those were some main topics we were talking about, is the retention and the lack of applicants that we all receive. So definitely seen it as a national issue. But what that means for Sitka is it's taken longer to fulfill the positions that we are having openings for.
Beatty says the department has shifted responsibilities of some of the staff to compensate for the vacancies, and has assigned off-duty police officers to fill in as jailers and dispatchers.
One thing to note is, even though this has been built up in how it's progressed, is that we've been able to, you know, provide full services to the community by having other personnel fill in, whether it's our MSO or officers providing dispatch services or jail services. So it's been pretty seamless for the public to, you know, not be impacted.
Beatty is optimistic that they'll fill the vacancies. He says they're working out with a group of officers and the city's Human Rights Department to update their local advertising and recruitment efforts. The Sitka Assembly also approved an 8% pay bump for officers in October, with more to come in the future. And Skagway is home to an internet sensation, a wife and husband dog walking team that makes videos of their daily routines. On New Year's Eve, they hit the benchmark of over 1 million social media followers. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
Good morning, Jake.
Well, good morning.
They call themselves Mo Mountain Mutts, and the videos they make of their operation have gone from viral to national news. Based in Skagway, Mo Thompson started small, taking friends' dogs out on walks during lunch breaks from her job.
I started working with some teachers at the school, and it just kind of was a ripple effect of, hey, I heard you're really good with dogs. Can you help me? Hey, I heard you're really good with dogs. Can you help me? And then I needed a second pack walk because I started grouping dogs together by their personalities. So we had our morning crew and our afternoon crew. And then it just grew to the point where I needed some help from Lee.
Lee is her husband. The couple has an 8-month-old baby boy named Vern, who also goes on walks every day, unless the weather is too cold. Mo says she loves those days too.
Because we usually have everything to ourselves. Nobody's usually outside, and we can play the in and the out game. I usually leave my vehicle running, and the dogs can kind of come and go and warm their little toes up in their seat and come back out.
The couple bought a passenger bus from a local business last winter, but their passengers are all dogs.
Lee and I together are just a couple of goofballs. So we just Lee just started pointing the camera at me, or he would have a silly idea on the bus. And that's really what went viral.
They hit 1 million TikTok subscribers on New Year's Eve, so they popped some champagne and a new bag of treats for their dogs. One video has captured more attention than the others. It's received over 45 million views on TikTok alone.
That's the dogs getting on the bus. It's like Jake, he walks in, gets in his own seat. Amaru's outside, sitting on the curb, waiting for the bus. Bama just gets in, lets the dog sniff her, mingles back to her seat, and then Slade just comes like flying on, jumps in the seat, and starts making out with Otis.
People have started making fan edits, placing themselves on the bus. Lee and Mo both admit how lucky they are to do something they love for a living.
I look in the rearview mirror of the bus as I'm driving sometimes, and I just see all the dogs back there. I'm like, I can't believe this is what we do for a living.
We say that all the time. I can't believe this is my job.
The couple operates their puppy bus year-round and doesn't plan to expand operations, but they do hope to make a bit of extra money through TikTok and expand into monetizing YouTube videos. Mo is also hosting web-based training sessions. The website is MoMountainMutts.com, where they sell merchandise like their yearly puppy calendar. They've recently done a national interview with CNN and were contacted by The Rachel Ray Show.
Good morning, Amaru. Hey, you're not buckled in.
Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
And Alaska's population increased just slightly into last year, despite a decade of more people leaving the state than moving to it, and higher deaths during the COVID pandemic. The state released the new population estimates yesterday. The data covers a year-long stretch from July 2021 to July of last year. During that time, Alaska's total population increased by just 450 people. David Howell, the state demographer, says that though more people still left the state, there were more than 44,000 new arrivals.
So we actually had our largest number of in-migrants to the state since the 2012 to 2013 period. Between 2021 and 2022.
Another good sign, the difference between the numbers of people moving out versus moving in has also shrunk in recent years. Meanwhile, deaths in Alaska remain high due to COVID, with 6,424 reported statewide, nearly 40% more than 2 years ago. Alaska's population also has grayed slightly, with the shares of Alaskans 65 and older increasing by 5%. Howell says overall, it's too soon to tell whether the state has bounced back from the throes of the pandemic.
We're clearly seeing some pent-up demand for moves, both for Alaska and nationwide. Domestic migration is up quite a bit. But it's hard to, well, impossible to say, really, that if these trends will continue.
This is KTOO.